This is Frank Morgan. Here's the radio program you asked for.
The makers of Campbell Soup bring you Request Performance, produced by the Maskers Club of Hollywood.
It's the newest show in town. It's for you, the newest show in town. Take a seat by your radio and make the kids pipe down. Campbell Soup has the newest show in town.
Very, very, very.
You'll hear Morgan, King of Jesters, who perform for you. Requesters, Sunday song from Rooney Valley. And the sketch in Sunday Valley. Then there's Lynn, who's called Diana. Playing tunes on the piano. And the star that sings are Michael riding on your killer cycle. Henry Aldridge comes around yet for the newest show in town. It's called Request.
Welcome to Request Performance, the radio program which answers the mail from the listening audience. Whatever you ask for, you get. So get ready for a few surprises. Here's the first letter.
Hoagy Carmichael speaking. Forrest Daniels of Denver, Colorado writes that he and his wife, Margie, enjoy hearing some of my tunes, especially Stardust, and they'd like to hear Rudy Vallee sing Stardust on Request Performance.
Request granted.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie.
Hello there.
Hello. And I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration.
That's nice.
Thanks. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a...
I've forgotten the word. I know the word.
You do?
Yes, I was around when they were written.
Proceed.
Beside a garden wall, when stars were bright, you were in my arms.
Say, you do pretty well.
I'm just trying. The nightingale sings his fairy tale, a paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Say, you must be a Hoagy Carmichael fan.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I like everything he's ever written, don't you?
Well, some yes, some no. Mostly yes.
I tell you what, let me do another Carmichael tune the way Hoagy himself might do it.
This I gotta hear.
Oh, rocking chair's got me, and by my side,
fetch me that there bottle of gin, son.
Oh, I'll tan you all high.
Hey, you mind if I pitch in here?
Delighted to have it.
Can't get from this cabin, ain't going nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. Send me sweet chariot for the end of the trouble I see.
I see.
That hill walking chair gets me.
Gets it, gets it, gets it.
Judgment Day is chair.
Judgment Day is chair. Did I write that?
Chained to my old rocking chair. Say, it's been fun running over these tunes with you. I don't think we've been introduced.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Kerry Jacobs Bond.
Glad to know you. My name's Frank Sinatra.
Huh?
This is Del Sharpett with another letter. Dear Request Performance, please tell all the ladies listening in that once again they'll find Campbell's Tomato Soup on their grocer shelves. Signed, 532,000 grocers throughout the United States and Canada. Yes, the new pack is in, ready to help you serve tempting fall lunches and suppers. So if you've been looking for Campbell's Tomato Soup lately and not finding it, you'll be glad to know your grocer has it now. Better ask him for it and take home several cans. Then at supper, ladle out bright, steaming plates full and see how eagerly the family welcome back this favorite soup. For Campbell's Tomato Soup, you know, is the favorite of most people. The soup most folks request. It's so velvet smooth and delicious, so filled all through with the luscious flavor of the world's finest tomatoes, gently seasoned and carefully blended with golden table butter. Good. And now that the new pack's in, you'll find Campbell's Tomato Soup just as good as you've always remembered it, and just as big a help when it comes to serving the kind of meals your family likes. So how about picking up a couple of cans the next time you're at the grocer's? Campbell's Soup on your shelf is like a part-time cook in your kitchen.
This is Diana Mind. Our next request is postmarked Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Dear Campbell's Soup, Hollywood. Every October, when the smell of burning leaves fills the air, I feel blue because I know that a lot of young people are going back to college. I never had a chance to go. I wonder if you could send me some of the fun of campus life. Sincerely, Esther Taft. Well, we can't crowd 4 whole years of fun into a few minutes, but we can send you a sample. Starting right now, Miss Taft, you're enrolled at State University.
Good afternoon, girls. I'm the Dean of Women. Any questions?
Frank Morgan, you the Dean of Women?
Yes.
What are you thinking of?
You'd be surprised. Any other questions?
Yes. We girls would like to ask you about this year's courses.
Tight curriculum. I'm in favor of the classical subjects, Latin, history, mathematics.
How do you feel about biology?
Well, if it was good enough for my father, it's good enough for me. When I was studying for my master's at Harvard, I introduced the famous Morgan method of academic perseverance.
You did?
Yes. I applied the vibrations of the cerebral cortex, augmented the frequency of the brain waves by periods of intense concentration, and induced an auspicious contretemps of the hydromatic drive.
What does that mean?
I cheated like mad. Now, girls, as Dean of Women, I can safely state that I've probably educated more girls than any man in the country. I don't like the way that came out. I like to think of myself as the engineer on the great train of education. And I want you students to think of yourselves as cars on this academic super chief. In other words, there will be no deviation from the straight track of true knowledge as long as Professor Morgan is at the bottle. Throttle!
One of the nicest things about college life is the comradeship it brings. The girls in the dormitory, my roommates, will be dear to me always. But one golden day on the campus, quite by accident, I met my one particular chum. It was rather silly the way we struck up our friendship. I remember I said, "Gee, what a wonderful wave you have in your hair. How did you get it that way?"
"Oh, I just want to comb through it and let it fall where it may."
Really? Well, perhaps I ought to introduce myself. I'm Diana Lynn, 49.
I'm Rudy Valley, a little younger.
Golly, you must be an upperclassman. Are you a senior?
At least. Actually, I come back to the campus only to renew those few cherished friendships. Men like my old Spanish professor, Axel Lindquist. Ah, there's Senor Lindquist now. Ay, senor, ¿cómo está usted?
Well, yes, it's good to see you.
I thank you much, Gustin Connoisseur. I'll never forget those wonderful hours in your classroom.
Yeah, sure. And I'll never forget you. Through all the years, you was my favorite pupil.
Muchas gracias, senor.
Well, I'm just rushing off to class. Good luck, Jameson.
Jameson? But
hasta la vista.
Fine thing, fine thing. Well, I know one person in this campus will be glad to see me. Good old Dean Morgan.
Come in, my dear.
No, dear.
Well, Dean Morgan, how's tricks?
Well, we've got some pretty cute tricks on this year. I won't know.
I suppose all of you in the faculty have been following my career since I left. Yes.
Your career? Yes. Yes. I can't place you completely right at the moment.
Oh, well, here's a little hint. Hi-ho, everybody.
Oh. Who came in?
Oh, no, wait. My time is your time.
Well, I won't take up much of it. I'm pretty busy.
Look here. I'm Valley. The Valley.
Oh, San Fernando or death?
Well, Dean, it certainly was nice to have this little get-together again.
Yes, well, good luck, Jameson.
There are quiet good times at college, too. Like those wonderful twilight things down in the hollow by Mirror Lake.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whippin'poofs assemble, with their glasses raised on high. And the magic of their singing cast its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I Waiting, and Mavourneen, and the rest. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall. And be forgotten with the rest. We're a poor little land who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep who have gone.
Before you know it, Miss Taft, it's all over. The 4 years go by like a breeze. And at last you're listening to the dean again and waiting for that treasured diploma.
Students! It has been 4 years since you were delivered into my care. I hope we've taught you something. I know I've learned plenty. And before I send you out into the world, may I borrow from the famous Latin poet Ovid, who said, Quae fuit durum pati meninisi dulce est. Translation, I'm pooped.
Hi, my name name's Jimmy Lydon. Maybe you've seen me in the movies as Henry Aldrich. It gives me a big kick to take care of this next request, because the girl it's addressed to was just another one of Henry Aldrich's girlfriends over at Paramount a few years ago. Now she's a big star. I saw her just a couple of nights ago in her new picture, Duffy's Tavern. The letter is from Sue Richardson, Lake Street, North Girard, Pennsylvania. She wants to hear Chopin's Minute Waltz played by Diana Lynn. Miss Richardson would like to find out for herself if it can really be played in a minute. Well, take your watches out, everybody. Diana's the girl who can do it. Ready, Diana?
Ready, Jimmy.
Okay. Time. Diana, you were 12 seconds over by the request performance clock. Chopin won again.
Dear Mr. Del Charbot, you talk about how wonderful Campbell's tomato soup is, and my family keeps requesting it, but I haven't always been able to find it at my grocer's. Signed, Worried.
Well, dear Worried, you can stop worrying right now. You'll be mighty glad to know that once again, your grocer has Campbell's tomato soup, ready to make your meals taste extra good. The new pack is in, and it's made from this summer's finest tomatoes, specially grown from special seed, for healthful goodness as well as for extra luscious flavor. They're picked at their prime when the flavor's at its best, and expertly blended with fine table butter into a smooth puree.
Mmm, good. Campbell's tomato soup is a favorite at our house. We use lots of it for family suppers. And I often fix it as cream of tomato for the youngsters' lunch. It's wonderful to know I can get it again.
Yes, ladies, you'll all want to look for Campbell's tomato soup at your grocer's now that the new pack is in. It's a big help in serving good-tasting and healthful meals. Campbell's soup on your shelf is like a part-time cook in your kitchen.
This is Frank Morgan again. The next few minutes are dedicated to a man, a boy, and a river. The river is the Mississippi. The man, Mark Twain. The boy, Huckleberry Finn. This is an answer to a request from Mrs. William Jacox of Chicago. Rudy Valley, the dream boy. Jimmy Lydon, the movie's Henry Aldrich. And a certain character from MGM's Technicolor musical, Yolanda and the Thief, plug, are going to team up for a scene or two from Mark Twain's Mississippi classic, Huckleberry Finn.
Did you ever float down the Mississippi River on a raft? Other places seem kind of cramped up and smothery, but a raft don't. You feel mighty free and easy and comfortable on a raft. Jim and me was both runaways. He was running away from his missy who wanted to sell him to a slave trader, and I was running away because Well, if you'd known my past, you'd know why.
You sleep, Hook?
Oh, just looking at the stars.
You allow they was made or just happened?
Oh, I allow they happened. Would have took too long to make so many.
The moon could have laid them.
Look, a falling star.
I allow that and got spoiled and was holed out of the nest.
Listen.
Hound.
I reckon somebody's getting chased over there on Arkansas Bank.
Hello! Help! Save us! Rack! Save us!
What do you allow we better do, huh?
Well, they're probably runaways like us. We better help them. Grab the steering oar, Jim, and we'll make for the shore. There was two of them, and we hauled them on the raft just before the dogs got to them.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends, for saving us from a fate worse than death.
Yes, thank you from a full and humble heart.
Oh, it weren't nothing.
Say, what got you in trouble, partner?
Are you addressing me, sir?
And don't you two know each other?
We were driven into partnership by circumstances and hound dogs.
Alas, alack-a-day, woe is me.
What are you alas and alacking and woeing for?
To think that I should be degraded into such company.
Huh? What's wrong with the company? Not good enough for you?
Oh, I'm not blaming you, gentlemen. I brought myself down. I'm not complaining.
Brought yourself down? From where? Where were you?
Ah, you would not believe me. The world never believes. Better first is no matter. The secret of my birth shall remain locked.
The secret of your birth?
Gentlemen, by right, I'm a duke.
A duke? Right here on this raft, a sure enough duke?
Yes, you see before you the rightful Duke of Bridgewater. Forlorn, torn from my high estate, degraded to floating down the river on a raft.
Oh, don't take on so hard.
Ah, there's no comfort for me, except one thing. It would do me more good than anything to be called once again by my rightful title, Your Grace, or My Lord, or Your Lordship.
Oh, that ain't no trouble, Your Grace.
Mighty happy to oblige, My Lordship.
And of course, you may wait on me at all times and bow.
Poor fella.
Look here, Bilgewater. I'm indeed sorry for you, but you aren't the only one who's been snaked out of a high place. I have been wronged. Wronged, I tell you.
What do you mean?
Can I confide in you my deepest secret?
What are you blubbering for?
Bilgewater, gentlemen, I am the late Dauphin.
The late what?
Yes. What I said. My friends, it's too true. Your eyes are gazing at this very moment at the poor disappeared Dauphin, Louis the 17th, son of Louis the 16th, and Marie Antoinette.
Who is all of this?
Gentlemen, you see before you the suffering rightful King of France. Oh, misery, misery.
Oh, don't carry on so, Mr. Dauphin.
It's no use, no use. Don't try to comfort me. Except a few things might make me feel a little better for a while.
Such as what?
Well, like folks getting down on one knee to speak to me.
Rot.
And like calling me Your Majesty.
More rot.
And waiting on me first at meals and not sitting down in my presence till I ask you.
We don't mind Majesty and you, Your Majesty.
Don't make no never mind to us, Your Majesty.
Mm.
Which knee do you bend on?
You won't find me bending on my knee.
Now, look here, Bilgewater. This isn't a bad thing we struck here. A nice raft, plenty of grub, and an easy life. Come, give us your hand, Duke, and let's all be friends.
Can you show me any profit in it?
Profit? Of course. The King of France can show you some profit. Have you ever trod the boards, Bilgewater?
I beg your pardon?
The boards, the stage, the theater.
You mean play acting?
With amazing forethought, my friends, I have stowed away in my carpet bag the gossamer costumes, the handsome Romeo and the beauteous Juliet. How does that strike you, Bilgewater?
If it pays, I'm for it.
Hey, the country jakes of the next village down the river will flock to see us perform. And since I am rehearsed in the role of Romeo, you, Bilgewater, will play lovely Juliet. Most beauteous, ravishing. I don't think so. I have it, Hamlet's soliloquy.
Hamlet's what?
The most celebrated thing in Shakespeare. Ah! Sublime, sublime. It always brings down the house. I don't have a copy of it with me, but I think I can piece it out from memory. Let me see. It begins, to be or not to be.
And sure enough, the next town we come to, the king hired himself a hall, and the duke sold tickets, and they put on a Shakespeare show.
Their current and a ride. But soft, you, the fair Ophelia. Ope not thy ponderous and marble jaws, but get thee to a nunnery. Go!
Hey, King, that was a pretty fair start for the show.
Bilgewater, how much money did we take in?
$47, Your Majesty.
Bless you, Bilgewater. Where's my hat?
But you only gave them 3 minutes of show. What are you going to do next?
There will now be a rather long intermission. Give me the money, Duke. We're heading for the rock.
Their majesties and us just got out of that town in time. Back on the raft that night, Jim gave the Duke his blanket, and I just let his majesty snow himself to sleep on my cornhusk mattress. Long about midnight, Jim sort of pokes me.
You sleep, Huck?
No, just lying here looking at the stars.
What you thinking about?
Oh, about kings and dukes.
You reckon we're going to run into any more kings on this trip, Huck?
Well, they ain't kings, Jim. They just frauds and humbugs.
I know that, Huck. But I didn't know if you noticed.
Well, sure, Jim. But the way I figures it, it's better they act high and mighty here on a little old raft. It's a whale of a lot better than spreading their high and mighty out over the whole world.
You's talking powerful sense, Huck. Powerful sense.
You've been listening to Request Performance. The stars who performed your request tonight were
Frank Morgan, Rudy Valley,
Diana Lynn,
Hoagie Carmichael,
Jimmy Lydon,
your composer-conductor, Leith Stevens,
your director, William N. Robson.
Makers of Campbell Soup bring you two great radio shows, The Jack Carson Show on Wednesday night and Request Performance on Sunday night. Next week, Request Performance brings you a completely new and different cast, including Orson Welles, Eddie Bracken, Johnny Mercer, and Virginia O'Brien. Address your request to Campbell Soup, Hollywood, and tune in Request Performance next Sunday when we bring you...
Hey.